The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
Have you let yourself go?
Oh, Oprah. Wow. How very rude.
Right,
oh. Oprah, how dare you? How dare you? I love you, but that's so rude.
Fascinating.
Whatever, Oprah. Whatever, Oprah.
Sex, sluts, and ecstasy?
Oprah!
Oh my god.
This is a family show!
Talking to me? I think she.
Sex, sluts, and ecstasy?
Oh,
yeah. What about it? So what? I was in my 20s. Big deal.
Oprah, anything you want to say to Kenny?
The first thing you need to do in preparing for sex, I said, is wash yourself.
Oh, thank you, Oprah.
Oh, my
thank
gosh.
You.
That's true.
I do know that.
Yeah, smart. That's good advice.
That's been Oprah out of context, everybody, our new segment. Oh, I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenny. It is April 8th, Thursday. One more alarm clock till the weekend. Oh,
yeah.
Feels good.
We got to watch Vertigo. Anyone watched it already?
Crap, is that the movie?
That's tomorrow, yeah.
Where did you find it, Dawn?
TCM app.
TCM app, okay.
Yeah, if you have cable and you have TCM, you can find it on their app. But if you don't, I don't know what to tell you.
Who's writing aggressively?
That's me.
Sounds like you're angry.
She's writing down TCM
app. Like you're writing
app.
Me a ticket.
Relax.
I'm telling you, mommy brain is real. I don't know what the heck's happening from moment to moment, let alone...
It sounded like you were making furniture. I was like, what the hell is that?
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, my finger is burning. It's on fire right now.
Why?
So I'm having issues already with my hands.
Why is your finger on fire?
Guys, I got bit. I got stung by a wasp on Monday.
What?
Ready?
Already. Yeah, I went to close the door, and I don't know why, but the wasp was right outside. Mm-hmm. I just put Zen in his car seat, and I closed the door, and I must have just, like, slammed it, and it got me good right between my knuckle on my fourth finger on my right hand, and it's as wide as my thumb right now. It's
oh my
hot
God.
To the touch.
Are
and
you
red.
Serious?
I'm
All
serious.
These days, it's still like that?
Yeah, and it can be like this for 7 days. I've done all the research.
Oh my
goodness.
One time Anjo got bit 21 times. I don't mean to laugh because at the time I didn't really realize the pain. Now I get it. This is just one, but he got it all up and down his body.
Oh, my.
Yeah, when we first got the house. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just distracted. That's why I'm thinking about the movie we have to watch.
No, I'm just sad that it's Thursday.
My truck broke down.
You were, first of all, you have a truck? When did that happen?
I mean, what the hell are you?
I'm like, oh, my God, you're literally a walking country western song.
Right. Wait, are you one of those people that call SUVs trucks?
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, okay. No, I don't. All right. There's a big difference.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the words of Oprah, all of this is
fascinating.
That's right.
I don't know. Sorry, guys. It's my life right now. when it happens right away, and first of all, I'm like, oh, I just got bit by a wasp. Ow, ow, ow. It's burning. And Anjo goes, is the baby okay?
He doesn't care about you.
He doesn't care. He doesn't even care about you anymore, Lex.
What about me?
What about? I was just attacked by many, many wasps.
Like I saw it fly away. He's fine.
I just have to say, why are we just now hearing about your horrendous wasp attack on Thursday?
Well, I was hoping it would just kind of go away.
It's
extra today. Whew. Yeah, I know. Wildlife taking over again.
Girl.
Yeah.
They're coming after you.
Mm-hmm. Did you kill that aloe vera plant that you got from your mom? Didn't you have one? Oh, shoot.
She died, and then we split it. My cousin's is still around, but he lives in Northfield, so is that worth it to drive to get aloe vera? Anyway, no, but it's gone. You're right. I do have some aloe vera, like, in my fridge. I should put that on there. You're right. I've just been icing it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm loving this whole conversation. She's attacked by wasps.
Is still inside?
You think the stinger's still inside?
I don't know. Do wasps have stingers? That's the other thing. I know the bees do.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you think you got stung?
Well, I thought that it just, like, stays on its butt. It just, like, stings
it
and
it
runs
doesn't
away.
Lose its stinger?
I don't know. I gotta look
well, maybe it really aggressively stung you. And if that's the case, you need to get some Prid and put that on there.
Oh, what
mind
is Prid?
If I just watch some TV?
What the hell is Prid?
Prid?
You guys go ahead and talk. I'm gonna watch TV.
What is... No.
No.
Kenny,
you know about Prid. I'm surprised he's never been... You've never been stung by a wasp before?
Kenny, can you pick up the dude line, please?
Hello?
Chris? Prid. Hello? Prid.
Kenny, are you there?
Hi, Jason.
What is Prid? Is it a female thing?
Are we going down that road now?
Well, I don't know. They're saying Prid. I've never heard of that word in my life.
You know, put a maxi pad on it and we'll call it done. Let's go here. Do it.
Let's go. Bye, Kenny.
God, the most misogynist is... misogynistic thing said.
We'll just call this the misogyny phone line. Oh.
Oh, my
God. What is a Prid, Dawn?
Prid is an old-timey remedy that draws things out of your skin. If you have something in it, like that needs to come out, like a splinter or some weird, gross, pussy thing or a stinger, anything like that. And it comes in a little tin that's like, it looks like shoe polish, and it's orange. It's an orange tin, and it's from like the 1800s, I swear. They've never changed their label, but it's a drawing salve, and it looks like tar.
I need that.
Prid.
This is something I should know about.
I should know about this, too.
You got to get some Prid.
Okay, I'm going to look at let me write this down.
Write that down with your aggressive pencil, Lex.
Let's all listen.
Listen. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Sounds like Barney Rubble running a marathon.
I'm guessing it's P-R-I-D.
P-R-I-D, Prid.
All right.
Wow. Oprah, how good is Dawn?
She has the goods.
She does. She does.
I talked to you guys about this on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or whenever you got stung by a massive swarm of wasps. 7:13, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Listen to My Talk is podcast. Find all of your favorite live shows as podcasts. God, I love our show. Plus, My Talk original. I love our show so much. Plus, original podcasts like Deep in the Shallow, Three to Sixes Book Club, and my podcast with Colin, Two Fairy Godfathers. Plus,
Two Fairy Godfathers come back, Jace.
Another
season soon?
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Nice. Thank you for asking. 2 weeks. And the Prit Hour with Dawn McClain. That's coming soon as well.
Where Dawn
removes things with her prid. That's right. So if you have something you want removed with Dawn's prid, just email Dawn. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after these words. Hey, ladies. Want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
And now, a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
How did the poet get around from place to place? She took Haikuber.
That's terrific. Poetic, too.
That was a haiku dad joke from Alexis.
I forgot about that one.
I'm sorry.
Oh, did we get you? Did Rock when I get you, Jace?
You kind of got me on that one, and I'm embarrassed to admit that. Jason and
just
Alexis.
A little groan and a giggle. That's all we're looking for.
That's all we're looking for. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thanks for being here, everyone. Okay, yesterday this story was floating around.
Yeah.
And Donna and Skippy did this. And I saw it posted. And Steve and Donna had opinions on this survey that came out of the most popular Disney World rides for adults. I mean, hello, Two Fairy Godfathers. So they surveyed 5,000 adults and asked them to name the best ride at Disney World. So let me just give you this list if you missed it yesterday on Donna and Steve. And then obviously, Dawn, did you take part in this conversation?
I think that was probably in a grant hour.
Okay, but I'll still go to you for this one.
Sure.
So 10 was Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Can't disagree with that more. Number 9 was Colleen Lindstrom's favorite, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. Number 8 was the Avatar ride. I can't believe it's that low.
Yeah, that should be a higher.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What are these people on?
Yeah.
Number 8 was Dumbo. Number 6 was It's a Small World.
Oh,
number
No,
this is so wrong.
It's like they've never been there and they're just saying things.
Yep. Number
Those
5
last two.
It's horrible. Number 5 Splash Mountain, number 4 Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, number 3 Pirates of the Caribbean, number 2 Haunted Mansion, and number 1 Space Mountain. Obviously, they asked the wrong 5,000 people. Cuz this is ridiculous. Maybe some of these for kids. Absolutely. But not for adults.
Dumbo?
You can't even get on it.
No one wants to go on Dumbo's ride. It's dumb.
Thank you. You only go for your kids.
It's like a regional carnival ride.
Yes. So I'm sorry, Dawn. You're probably right. I forgot that Grant's part of the show now. What are some at the top of your head? We were just there last year. What would you rank on this list? What would you put on there that was missing?
Okay. I mean, so all of the Star Wars rides are not included.
No, none of them are. But you can list them.
Oh, my. Well,
yeah, why are they
not on there? Because
exactly.
All of those need to be in the top four.
Yeah.
Is this list from the 80s or 90s?
I mean, come on.
No.
What? I mean, Rise of Resistance.
Yes.
The Millennium Falcon ride.
Yep.
Those are my top two. Then we'll go to Avatar as three at Animal Kingdom. Then I love the Everest ride.
Yep.
I
mean, at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. is that the railroad? Is that what?
No, that's okay. Thunder Mountain's at Magic Kingdom, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do like that one as well, but those are my top five, probably.
Lex, you guys were there. What do you think?
Well, when we went, they were just building the Star Wars, so I have not been on any of those rides, but definitely Avatar. I love that ride. That's my top for
that
sure.
That is like an acid trip.
Oh,
that's
so good.
So great. I mean, I've never done acid, but it's really great.
But that's
Kenny.
Kenny, you've done acid? Why would you ask? No, no, of course not.
Right. No, but I was going to say because
space
Kenny's the only
for me. Yeah. Space
well, Kenny, you're the only one on the show. And my talkers, if you haven't been there within the last 5 years, the reason we're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over the Avatar ride. Kenny, it literally makes you feel like you're riding one of those banshees from the movie. You sit.
It's like you're riding a dragon, and it breathes
between your legs.
Yeah, like it's like being on a motorcycle, and then there's this huge screen in front of you, and it's like a simulation ride, and this thing dips and turns with the action on the screen, and there's wind that comes through, there's smells, there's audio. It is just like you feel like you're really flying on a dragon. It's great.
It's Lex. Oh, I remember calling into the show after I wrote it for the first time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so
is it frightening? Is it scary?
It's just amazing. No, you feel joy.
It's more fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You feel the wind, right, Lex? The wind. They have wind blowing on you, Kenny, and the smells, and it's.
Like, do they still have Space Mountain? Because I went on that a couple of times.
Magic Kingdom.
That's fun.
Goodness. That's the most fun at at Magic Kingdom, I think. You just don't realize, since it was built so long ago, what people would put up with when it comes to how your body rattles around. It's like people in the 80s, they were like, it's fine. Now you get off of that thing and you're like, is my back okay?
Yeah, you need back surgery.
I need an adjustment. And like, and people just,
they don't care.
You know, you really get rattled around.
Yeah, it's.
There's two other rides that I really like, too. What's the simulator at Epcot where you're in a plane?
Soaring.
I like that ride as an adult. That's really fun. And also the where you pick your car.
Test track.
That's a fun ride, too.
And then Rock and Roller Coaster.
I'm mad. Lex, I thought for sure you might say this one. My all-time favorite ride's not on there. If you just tuned in, we're talking about this list of the top Disney World rides. Where you probably heard Don and Steve talk about it yesterday. Tower of Terror.
Oh, what the hell? Mm.
At Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Why isn't that on the list?
Oh, my God.
Kenny, it's an elevator that drops you, like, and then it jolts you up and then it drops again in different sequences. It's like a haunted hotel and you get in this elevator and you're sitting down
and the doors open at each little stop and you see something horrifying and they
and
close
you see
again.
How far up you are and then it drops you again like 15 stories and it's amazing and it's themed with the Twilight Zone, so that's number one to me. Just for without a doubt. Yeah, so this list sucks. There we go.
A little bit test track right now. This sounds like it's
Kenny,
up my alley.
You would love test track.
That is cool.
It's fun.
It's just my only problem with it is I feel like it's too short.
Yeah, you design. Yeah, my talkers, you design your own car. It's sponsored by Chevrolet, and then it's the fastest ride at Disney World. The car goes around this track, and it goes upwards of 60 miles an hour. Doesn't seem like that's fast, but on a ride, that's really fast. So that's at Epcot. 7:27, when we come back, a little Would You Rather. Life was a willow and it bent right to your window. Welcome back to Light Rock 107. My name is Shane. Thank you for being here. Coming up next, the
very best of the Bee Gees right here on Light Rock 107.1.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. This is Willow from Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift dropped a new song overnight. We'll hear that a little bit later. Plus, an experimental cup from Starbucks. What the hell does that mean? Alexis Thompson has that answer. And a little deep tease, as we call it in the biz, at the top of the eight. We're going down the rabbit hole, and I'm very excited about today's, and I think you will be too. The inside story of one of the greatest moments of TV history, and I really do mean that, the series finale of Newhart. How it happened, how it came to be. Bob Newhart, Suzanne Plachet, tell the story behind one of the best series finales ever. And how Colin's family is actually connected to that history-making episode. Very full down the rabbit hole at the top of the 8 o'clock. But right now,
it's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather?
Would you rather? Okay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget, as I look for our first question, I will take this opportunity to remind you that you can now watch this segment on our My Talk YouTube channel.
Hello.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, no, can't do that one. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have no family or no friends?
Oh, man.
No friends.
Can I go for both?
Oh, my God.
No,
Lone
Kenny.
Wolf over there.
No, Kenny.
Yeah, I gotta say bye to friends.
Yeah, nothing more important than family. No matter what they're like.
Friends come and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love my friends, but yeah, I gotta, yeah. They have to.
Family your whole life,
yeah, they don't have to like you, but they do have to love you.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay, we're all on that one.
Yeah, family.
I love that this one's under the hard choices category.
Oh,
here we go.
No.
Would you rather dip your foot in acid?
Oh, come on.
Or set your foot on fire?
Oh, man.
Hot foot.
Summer in the city.
Yeah, no. On fire.
Oh, I don't know. Fire to me is just like the worst way to check out.
Acid, though, is long-lasting pain. Trust me.
Okay, I'm going to trust Kenny and say, set my foot on fire.
Yeah, but are we all collectively scared of why Kenny knows this specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts for a long time.
Okay, again, I re-ask my question. Are we... Why does Kenny know a lot about this, Lex? Yeah. Why? Okay.
Yeah. You want to just carve your skin off. It's so painful.
Okay, well, I'm going to pick fire.
Both. I guess, you've convinced me now, too. Once saw a man on fire, that did not know.
You did?
Oh, my goodness. We are learning.
A ciggy.
Oh, my goodness.
While varnishing a hardwood floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody came running out of the house. I was walking back from class, and... Just
did you jump?
I'll never
on top
get that image
them?
Out. Well, I called 911 because he was stop, dropping, and rolling at that time. I mean, that's all I could think about to scream. I was like, stop, drop, roll, and I'm like, what am I doing? And then I called the police, and he was okay. But
was he okay?
I mean, as okay as you can be after being your whole body's on fire. I mean, he was a fireball running at me.
I saw a friend catch on fire, too, at a bonfire.
Oh, my.
You did?
Yeah, he was...
Same thing?
He was squirting lighter fluid on this big bonfire, and he had, like, third-degree burns. He was in the hospital for 2 months, had to have skin grafts.
Yeah.
And we were in high school. Yeah. It was really scary, and everybody was drunk, so that's bad.
Well, this took a turn.
Yeah, it did, actually.
Let's do a fun one. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Let's
I'm not,
get
I'm
another
not
one.
Even gonna I'm not even going to tell you my burn story, because it's
it involves
next
him.
Question.
Oh,
next
my.
Question. Oh, no.
For the record, I have never seen anyone set themselves on fire. Just, I want to be, for the record, for the jury, I want to be clear.
Yet.
Okay. Yet.
Ah, yeah.
The day is young.
Yeah.
Would you rather be without pants all the time or be topless all the time?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Do I have underwear?
Have we answered this one before? I'm going to Porky Pig it every day, all day.
I'm going topless. That sounds great.
Oh, Lex.
I mean, I don't want to see anyone's nipples, man or woman, so free the nipple. It's either all or nothing. All or nothing.
I do. I love
free it.
I love the nips.
Do I need to get... Do I get to have underwear?
No.
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 Okay.
No. No. No.
Granny panties.
Oh, no.
As negotiating here.
I'm just
to quote Kenny, we're Porky picking it.
No.
That's all, Dawn.
I guess topless. I get used to that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going topless, too. Hashtag free the nips. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Would you rather always have incredibly sweaty hands or always have horrendous breath?
Oh, sweaty hands for sure.
It doesn't even say bad, it says horrendous.
Oh, I can't deal with that. No way.
Oh, and you know it's bad too. It's not just everyone else is talking about it. Yeah, no, sweaty hands all the way.
Yeah. You guys don't know, though, how bad sweaty hands are. This wrist is full of steel, and after I had this operation, my hand was sweaty. I mean, flop sweaty for a good 6 months, and it was awful. I mean, I would wipe it on my jeans, and my jeans would get wet. Seriously, it was really bad. I'm going.
Is this before and after? Yeah. Before or after you dipped your foot in acid? When was this accident?
Right.
I'm going with breath because I'm going to just keep smoking drinking coffee and like a Parisian. I'm going to try to cover up the breath. I do not want sweaty hands.
I'm going with sweaty hands.
Me too.
There is no way.
Didn't I just say not to go with sweaty hands? Listen to me.
Yeah. Who's the one? He's pantless.
Oh, I can't stand bad breath.
Yeah.
Terrible breath.
Yeah, Kenny's real attractive after this segment. He has horrendous breath and no pants on. Great.
And he's just set his foot on fire.
Oh, that's right.
Hands are sweaty.
And he has a gnarly... has no friends, which is obvious.
Yeah, no friends, no pants, gnarly charcoal-like foot and bad breath. He's real pretty.
But your family still loves you.
But oh, that's right.
Stay away from me. All of you, stay away from me.
We should. Now, I can't do it because I'm doing the. We should keep track of what we're like at the end of every segment. You know what I mean? One of these. We should go through the inventory of our life choices in the segment and see how real pretty we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Da, da, da.
Oh,
this
no,
has
I
been a Jason.
No, that's not what I meant to roll.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
Sorry. I got distracted by the thought of Kenny.
That's quite a visual, isn't it?
Very. It's beautiful. Hey, don't forget, though, the segment you just heard, you can watch later. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, please, for all that's good in this world. Because for every new subscriber, B. Arthur gives us a nickel. So it's fantastic. When we come back, experimental cups from Starbucks. What? Plus T. Swift's new song, just ahead.
Tell me don't lie, you were gonna smile.
What?
It's
what?
Kenny.
Are you sure, Kenny?
What did he say?
Out of context.
Oh, so my vagina.
Yeah.
Did he say what I think he said?
This has been Kenny Out of Context.
What about it?
Oh, what about it?
Oprah, did you hear that? I know, Oprah, it's funny. Oh, my goodness.
Don't be jealous.
That's fantastic.
No.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1 and streaming on our MyTalk app. Okay, Lex, you know, yeah. anything dealing with the Bucks of the Star piques my interest.
We're interested.
You wrote on the sheet, experimental cup. What is
this?
Yeah,
they're doing something. Hey, real quick, can I thank my talkers for helping me with my wasp sting and what to do?
Your beast.
I the beast that bit me and stung me.
Yeah.
I'm reacting to the venom.
Oh, good.
And just the different remedies. So Prid I'm getting for sure, Dawn. Thank you. And then there's also a paste that we can make with baking soda and put that on there. Also, Lysol, putting it full strength on with a cotton ball. Put the
what?
You put a Band-Aid on it. She says it's magic. So thank you. I'm just looking at my Twitter now. Thank you, guys. I'm going to try all of this stuff because it's burning.
The problem I have, I don't know if I want to go public with it, but it sucks.
What?
Go ahead. I itch all over.
Uh-oh, scabies.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. It just started yesterday.
Yeah.
Really?
Dry skin?
And I slathered myself in some aloe lotion this morning. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do that? It makes you all greasy and
sticky.
Icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of have to just put it on and then walk around naked in your house and just let it dry.
That's what I did until it dried. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hopefully. Did it give you any relief?
It did temporarily, but now it's all back again. And so all morning I've been Googling this rash stuff and I've really convinced myself that the end is nigh. It's about over for me.
Oh.
Is it bumpy or is it just dry skin? Could it be like poison ivy?
No,
something like that?
It's little, tiny little blotches all over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I also have a rash.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, where's yours?
Mine is all over my chest and back. I'll actually send you guys a picture through text.
I wonder if it's the same thing.
Oh, my. What is happening?
What do you got, Jake?
Fascinating.
You got a blister or something?
Picture of my arm. Here.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Well, it's not like I chose it.
It's not like I asked the wasp to bite
sting
me.
This is not something I wanted. I did not request this.
Or skin to be dry and itchy.
No, I have...
I think I know what mine is, though, because I've WebMD'd everything.
Herpes?
No, not herpes.
Oh, some rosacea?
No.
Dawn, that's what mine looks like.
Okay.
Here comes,
all right.
Here comes
that's
my photo.
Same thing.
We worked together on
Tuesday. Is it all over your chest and back?
Okay, my talkers, Dawn just sent us a nude.
Yeah.
And it is it's a nude photograph of Dawn with her rash, and now Kenny is sending.
Oh
God!
Wow.
Oh God! This
wow,
looks like
guys.
Oh, this thread is the most. Oh my, Kenny! What is?
Ignore my scars because there's some battle scars there.
Jesus, what have you been through?
I don't know, but we weren't in the same room for more than 5 seconds, and we were 6 feet apart or more. And you
I didn't give you mine.
Well, I don't think I gave you mine.
What? It looks very,
I mean,
Lex,
if you zoom in on mine, you can see.
Okay, Lex, you and I are the only ones not sending body pics right now.
Yeah, I will.
Come on, send something.
This looks similar. What have you two been doing together?
I think this is going to be gross, but this has happened to me before. It happened during Project Down and Dirty. I think it is fungal acne.
What the hell?
Acne is normally a bacteria, okay? But then sometimes you get fungal acne, which is very itchy, and it only shows up like, it hasn't shown up on my face, but neck, chest, and back. And the way that you get rid, well, you can go to the doctor, but you use Head and Shoulders, and that kind of kills it. But
that's
you get it from
anyway.
Stress or high heat. And when I was next to that kiln, remember in Project Down and Dirty, and we did that thing? that was like sweating and high heat, and I couldn't change my clothes. So some people have more yeast in their hair follicles than others. And so it's like fungal yeast.
Okay.
Oh.
David on Twitter just put the fear of God in me, and I thought about this on the drive-in this morning. He says it sounds like shingles.
Shingles.
It can't be shingles. I will not accept shingles.
Oh, my gosh.
I will not accept that.
Did you have chicken pox as a kid?
Yes.
Oh, it could be, Kenny.
No,
Donna's had shingles.
No.
Ask her what it was like.
I heard it's
awful.
One guy came to work in
like.
Sweatpants, and he was normally in suits because he just couldn't do it.
What about sweatpants?
What?
One of our coworkers years and years ago, he came to work in sweatpants, and we were all like, why is he in sweatpants? This guy is always looking good. And he said he had shingles because the pants hurt on his body.
Well, there's no pain involved here. It's just itchy.
Itchy.
Okay, then it's probably not shingles.
I mean,
Jason, could you get over
arms?
Here and itch me for me?
I will, my little cool bean.
I've been using Head and Shoulders for like 3 weeks, and it's finally sort of going away. But you should see. I mean,
God.
I'm going to find the picture of my back. Hold
on. Oh my God.
Oh, there's more.
Phil, Dawn is sending us more nudes. Meanwhile, Phil would like to know: do you have the gout?
No, but that's from eating meat.
Oprah, by the way,
Oprah doesn't like this.
No, Oprah just saw Kenny's and Dawn's photo. Oprah, what do you think?
You're so hot.
That's right. Okay.
Dawn, are you sending them nudes and not me?
I sent it to you.
Yeah, I just have the one.
Oprah, did you see Kenny's?
That's odd.
Yeah, it is. It's a little odd. Yeah.
My back kind of looks like a man in this. I apologize.
See, I don't use Head and Shoulders anyway, but I stayed in a hotel on Monday night. Do you think it could have been their crappy soap?
Oh, bed bugs!
Bed bugs! Bed bugs!
No, it's not
like
bed
a lice
bugs.
Or something. Little bugs biting you, and then you had a reaction.
No, it's not bugs. It's is it?
How do
soap?
You know? But you don't know. You stayed at a hotel when?
Monday night.
Yes, it could be bed bugs.
That's it. Yeah.
If you stayed in a strange bed on Monday and you have little bumps on you, it's something with that hotel. It may not be bed bugs, but it could be airborne herpes. It could be spiders.
It could be scabies. Scabies can be all over your body, and those are little mites that burrow under your skin.
Yeah, that's
and it's,
right.
It's not like you're dirty or anything. It can happen to anybody.
Yours looks worse than mine, Dawn.
Dawn is sending us my talkers another
look very
nude.
Manly.
Oh my gosh, Dawn. Oh.
Yours looks worse than mine, Dawn.
It
yeah.
itches so bad. I mean, it's clearing up, but I think it's fungal acne. Because there's a
is
there's
there a cream for that?
There's a Reddit thread all about acne that I followed, and it's like
cream.
They're very descriptive.
This
they show
is my
pictures.
Favorite segment of the year.
David on Twitter is sending me pictures of what I assume is shingles, and that is not what I have, David. So
no.
Stop trying to scare me.
Dr. Thompson and Dr. Matheson have diagnosed this. And if you were in a strange bed a couple days ago and now you have bumps. Yeah, girl, you have it. It's either it's the bugs of the bed, or it's yeah. Well, thank goodness this segment's over.
Wow,
I'm gonna lay down on the floor and cry.
Yeah.
Well, y'all can rest because I have the next segment. We're going down the rabbit hole with I can't believe this transition from back herpes to new heart when we return. Stay with us.